short prayer. Father God, I do pray that you bless me to speak your word in the power of the Spirit. And I do pray you bless all of us to be open vessels this morning. Amen. So to set the context, Jesus has the previous day fed the 5,000, and then it's the following day and they're looking for Jesus. They can't find him. They discover he's on the other side of the lake and they cross by boats. If you remembered, Jesus didn't bother to cross by a boat, did he? He just walked across the lake in the middle of the night. And they're after more food, and Jesus says, he knows why they're there, they're after food, and he says, look for food that brings you eternal life. My Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him will have eternal life. It's interesting, isn't it? Well, I find it interesting that in the Gospel of John, I'm not sure we ever hear the words repent or faith. It's always the word believe. It comes up about 100 times. But believe captures those words as well. We should include them in that word believe. One of the commentators said this, which I found helpful, so I'm going to share it. He said, the complete reliance upon Jesus, the Christ and Son of God, for salvation gives eternal life to the person who believes. One of the joys of being a vicar, or maybe of being a Christian full stop, is hearing people's testimonies, isn't it? The power of testimony, each unique, when they come away from doing whatever they're doing to relying on Jesus Christ. I was talking to a lady only last week who has been trying to self-heal, and that has taken her everywhere, into witchcraft, into the occult. And then she said to me, I can't remember her exact phrase, but she said, a drop of Jesus Christ did more than all of that. 12 years wasted, turns to Jesus Christ, and she's, I'm like, you're already a mature Christian. You know, she has come so far. The authority of Jesus Christ. And we're not having Holy Communion today, but it's so fitting, isn't it? When I give you the bread at Holy Communion, what do I say? I say the body of Christ keep you in eternal life. And then some of the disciples grumble. They struggle with his teaching. And then we get that part where Jesus says, it's the Spirit that gives life. It's the Spirit. He says in verse 65, no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled me. And that is my primary joy. I don't know about you. I believe in Jesus Christ because God has enabled me to. If you believe in Jesus Christ this morning, it's because God has blessed you to. You have nothing to boast about apart from Jesus Christ. But when I reflect on that, I am so blessed, grateful, and not a bit relieved. Do you know what I mean? I am blessed and relieved to know Jesus as my Saviour. And then we get to this sad verse. I don't get it really. Many of his disciples turned back and no longer accompanied him. Jesus apparently wasn't surprised. I don't get it, but I have seen many leave the church. Many people seemingly walk away from Jesus Christ. Why? If Jesus were to ask you, do you want to leave as well? How would you answer? You know, we all go through challenging times as Christians, don't we? If we've sold an easy road to you, then we need to say sorry. Following Jesus Christ is not always easy. But it's the life we know for now. But it doesn't diminish Jesus Christ, does it? It doesn't lessen his love for us if we struggle. I believe he actually uses these times to build faith, to build character in us. That's what the Bible says, isn't it? Another sadness I have, and you might want to think about this, is because people struggle with the teaching of Jesus Christ and God. I'm sure it's happened in every age. I think they adapt his teaching to suit their own life situation. And I want to suggest that this is extremely dangerous to do. I want to suggest actually it can be dangerous to the point of jeopardizing our salvation. And my rationale for that is, if we start to call what is sin good, how can we repent of it? I think it's we need to be really careful. And then we get to Peter's answer. And he says, who shall we go to? You have the words of eternal life. And I think implicit in this is Peter is suggesting that life can only be found in Jesus Christ. I can remember about 14 years ago, some clergy got together, and I was talking to this lady who had been in her 60s, and she was saying to me that that many faiths lead to salvation. And I have got colleagues who believe that many faiths lead to salvation. I was talking to one man who was saying that it's like a mountain, and each side of the mountain, one side might be Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, but they all get you to the top of the mountain. Well, you'll be pleased to hear, I disagreed with her. And then she asked me, well, show me a Bible verse to make your point. And I'm embarrassed to say, I couldn't think of one. It was a while ago. It was a while ago, Marie. Now, I'd like to meet her. I'd like to meet her for lunch tomorrow. Now, if I met her for lunch tomorrow, maybe I'd quote verse 53, where Jesus says, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life. Or maybe I should quote from John chapter 3, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned. Or maybe I should quote to her John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Maybe I should quote from Peter, his second sermon in Acts. Salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Scripture is clear. Access to heaven is found in only Jesus Christ. Now, you might want to grumble at that. Well, I hope you don't. I want to rejoice. Because I want to rejoice, because what is impossible for humanity is made possible through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, just a summary to close, a few points. Jesus is the bread of life, brothers and sisters. In him we know eternal life. And through him we receive the kingdom. And if you are a believer, it is because God has chosen you, enabled you through the power of the Holy Spirit to believe. Praise the Lord. Secondly, the world has thousands of roads, thousands of routes to salvation. Sadly, My own church seems to be arguing in some quarters there are many roads. But there is only one road, so saith the Lord. Small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life. Only a few find it. There is a road that leads to life. It's called Jesus Christ. And finally, God has enabled us to find Jesus. And actually, I just want to finish with this. If you're struggling today, God enables you to follow Jesus Christ. In fact, if you're not struggling today, God enables you to follow Jesus Christ. It's the only way. Rely on Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Let me finish in a prayer. Father God, I want to thank you. We want to thank you that what is impossible for us, you have made possible through Jesus Christ. And we want to thank you, Lord, that you have enabled us to believe in Jesus Christ. And we want to thank you that you enable us to follow Jesus Christ. It is all grace. And Lord, I pray for anybody here struggling this morning in terms of faith. Will you bless them, Lord? Amen.